Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove, between the demo and the ready room. They come out this Friday, July 1st. They have an all new music happy hour going on. They'll have vinyl spinning, 10% off any purchase, free four hands beer. For those of age, and new vinyl in from Thursday, Oasis, Melvins, Evolution, Blink 182, The Monkees, Ringo Starr, Of Mice and Men, and much, much more. Hey, and also be sure to check out their always growing local music selection. Tons of your favorites from around town are on there, tapes, CDs, and vinyl. So you can find all this information and more on musicrecordshop.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up? This is Discrepancies. I am Garrett.
I am ATG, a.k.a. John Cena, a.k.a. Black Guy in Discrepancies, a.k.a. Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. Your turn. Go.
And I'm the white member nobody likes.
Right on the money.
You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yes.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with the guys of Discrepancies.
With your boys.
What up?
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hold up. We the boys.
Oh shit, what up?
Terrible.
What is these animals?
I've been, I introduced Stacy to Dem Boy, or Dat Boy.
Dat Boy memes.
Yeah. A little bit ago the other day, and I've been saying that, oh shit, what up, for like...
That's hilarious.
But yeah, anyway, that, we're missing Danny tonight. Danny's,
We are.
Couldn't be here with us tonight, but yeah. He's in our thoughts.
Yes.
This is actually, we actually just came here to talk about Danny. That's pretty much the only reason.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you don't show up to the podcast. We're just going to talk bad about you the whole time. So.
Right.
Yeah. For the next 50 minutes, we're just going to do a group prayer.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember that fake prayer I did when he was, like, passed out?
Can you fake pray? Like, can you take that back? I don't think he'd be like, JK.
It was like praying to Dungeons and Dragons. Like,
that's right.
Whatever book he was holding in his hand. That was so bad.
So, we hung out, like, was last November. We sat in your guys' practice space, and we talked about life on the road and the EP and all that. That was a lot of fun. Nearly 100 episodes ago already.
Actually,
it's been 100 episodes, but...
It's awesome.
It was only like 6 months ago, right?
Yeah. Well,
I'm busy. You're cranking.
Nice.
That.
But, we got a lot to talk about now, man. You guys will be, you know, again on the road. You got a brand new album coming out.
Yep.
Yes.
And we got a big release party.
Yeah.
So, I guess let's start talking about the new record and... Get everybody excited for this. We got a big party over at Pops, and that'll be August 6th. And you guys are... I love the promotion you guys are doing for this also. You guys are... it's a dual CD release party with Inner Outlines.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I love that you guys did, like, the Mortal Kombat poster. Discrepancies versus Inner Outlines.
Yeah. So. What you guys don't know is that it's going to be a fight to the death.
Yeah.
That's what's really going to happen.
Yes.
No music.
Yeah. No music. That's what the opening bands are for. We're just going to stand up there for, like, 30 minutes and beat the crap out of each other. I think they have extra members, though, so we're kind of outnumbered.
Sure.
I'm not nervous.
I have a grenade.
Yeah.
I have a grenade.
Matt Hall's also on, like, what, 3'6"? So we should be...
We should be all right. There's, like, half a person.
I don't know. He threw a TV at me.
It was like a 15-inch TV. Yeah.
That's
right.
I was just thinking of that scene in Anchorman whenever they're like all having the, you know, the fight to the death.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm bringing a trident, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Rick, do you have a trident?
I think I killed somebody. Yeah, yeah, I haven't really talked about that. You should probably lay that out.
Right. But yeah, so along with Inner Outlines and Discrepancies playing, they're also bringing along friends Apollo's daughter, Ashlyn, and Forgetting January.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked about that.
Yeah,
that's stacked lineup.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Everybody but Inner Outlines is really good.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's true though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And Corey Smith.
Yeah. Just a little stab.
I can't be a part of this.
Hey, $8 will get you in, and for advanced tickets, or $12 at the door.
Yes, sir.
Yep, and of course, like I said, dual CD release, man. Come bring some money, buy yourself a copy of Brand New Discrepancies album and a Brand New Inner Outlines album.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We're really stoked. So, we actually just got the artwork back for that.
Looks
really good.
Nice.
We'll show all the viewers right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, look at that. This is the front row.
This is the cover right here. All right. Now we'll flip. There's the back. Bam, look at that. Ooh.
Yeah. That's, looks perfect.
That's weird.
Is that how this come about anyway? How you guys... I'm sure you guys are friendly with Inner Outlines, but I mean, how did it come about being a dual CD release party and stuff?
Well, they basically reached out to us first, I'm pretty sure. Like, literally within like 2 or 3 days, we were planning to do our CD release already, and Andrew had kind of leaked us a few tracks from their record, or I'm pretty sure this is an EP, and he was kind of talking to us about it, and he was basically just like, you know, we're going to do the show at like the end of July, do you guys want to hop on? And I was like, how about you guys push it back till August and we're going to do ours? Why don't we just merge the two together? Because a lot of the people that come to your guys' shows, we've played shows together before, and like the fan bases mesh really well.
Yeah.
So like, even though they are pop punk and we are more like hip hop rock, it's still like the people that come to the shows like just mesh really well. So we were like, why don't we just combine the two and we'll make it like a battle royale type theme and whatnot. So
yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's a good idea. I think, you know, just throw one huge party, man. Just
bring all the people out. We're really stoked.
It's a lot of new music going to be released that night. It's going to be a good night for St. Louis. Well, not St. Louis, but the East Side. just the whole area. It'll be good for the world.
Very organic.
Yeah.
Beautiful Sauget, Illinois.
Right.
So yeah, we got Apollo's daughter is a friend of the show, and Ashlyn. I've been trying to get on the show. Maybe hopefully soon we'll be knocking that one out.
They live pretty far away.
Yeah, that's been the problem is they're a little bit away, and I'm trying to coordinate something when they were here in town. So
yeah,
we'll make it happen here shortly. And I haven't had Forgetting January yet, but I know some of the guys playing both bands, Inner Outlines and Forgetting January. So, and they have had Inner Outlines on the show as well. But I think we talked about doing a proper Forgetting January episode also here shortly. So,
oh, really? Right on.
Yeah. So I've been trying to do my part to support all the homies. You know.
Right. Dude, Let me know when that happens. I'm gonna crash it.
Yeah.
Just start battling everybody.
I'll show up with a trident.
Use it as a setup. This is a setup.
Trapped. Yeah.
Well, this is also a We Are United show.
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
Yes, yes.
So yeah. that's pretty cool. They're all We Are United is putting this on and stuff. And
yeah, they've been really good to us. And Coco's always been really good to us. So
yeah,
we reached out to him about kind of helping us with it. Yep. I believe you're also a sponsor of this show, is that right?
I think so.
Set up.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Once upon a time.
I'll be there representing.
Right.
No, I'm happy to help. I'm excited about the opportunity and just whatever I can do. So
we got pretty lucky when we started setting up the show too, because
We've got an endorsement through Cold Cock Whiskey, and we just kind of reached out to them about it, and they're like, well, this PR company, Name Adrenaline PR, is also interested, so both of them hopped on board with sponsorships, and then
sure.
Aaron Shea from Butterfly Boomerang Productions is also helping on, trying to help us with, like, set design and stuff like that, with it being, like, the Battle Royale and stuff like that. A lot of us are trying to figure out how we want the show to run, and we didn't have to worry about, like, set design and whatnot, so
yeah.
She's working on that pretty hard. So.
Cool, yeah. Aaron's another friend of the show.
Yeah. She's just a big local music person.
Yeah,
in general, so
for sure. What I don't know. I was just thinking of you mentioned Cold Cock Whiskey endorsement and stuff, and I was thinking, reminding me of a little while ago, me and Gabe Stroop of Skyburnt White and my buddy Denver Way Trent, we shot down to Nashville for the evening for a rock and roll show, and we saw. Tyler Bryan of the Shakedown and Rival Sons down there, and we stopped at a gas station on the way back, and I reached in this cooler, and there was a bottle of this Get Hype energy drink.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
And I immediately laughed and thought of you guys, and I said, "Gabe, take my picture and let's send it to Discrepancies." And so, anyway, all that I thought it was really cool to see a Get Hype energy drink, especially.
Awesome.
Well, you guys have a song, Get Hype.
Right.
And I was
right.
like, how perfect would that be if...
as an endorsement.
Yeah, so...
Oh,
yeah, so if you're listening, Get Hype.
Right,
drink,
yeah.
Right.
Holler at your boy, all right?
Sure, we should reach out to them.
Yeah.
We should really reach out.
I mean, it was like, you already got the theme song for us.
Right.
So.
True, very true.
But...
the lyrics are there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be a dope commercial.
For real, dude.
Like, yeah.
Just literally the chorus and...
So, I don't know. They got a roll in here. Rock Paper Podcast, though. Get everything going.
There
right,
we go.
So. But
Rock Paper Podcast Management. No,
yeah, sure.
Right.
Yep. So I'll just take my 10% now. And,
right.
But along with all the release, we got a couple other things coming up here too. You can come see these guys this weekend, Saturday, July 2nd. And that's over at Cicero's in the Del Mar Loop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
7 p.m. start doors, and you're bringing along some friends, right?
Yeah, we're bringing three bands from different sides of the country, actually. We're bringing Daily Grind from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Amherstine from Wisconsin. And then we got our friends Five Stories from Tennessee. So
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's just people we kind of met on the road that have always been really good to us, and so
yeah,
we're returning the
favor. Yeah, very big variety of music, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be really
cool. Each band will definitely be its own thing. But I think this lineup will really mesh really well. So I'm excited.
Definitely.
I'm
definitely.
Really stoked for this show, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like a good one. And then next Saturday night after that, July 9th, at Mikey's Poorhouse in Wright City.
Yep.
And who's out there with you?
That's with Twisted Licks.
Okay.
It's us and them. It's just two bands
that
night.
Yeah, they pretty much keep it two bands out there. And it's, but it's a nice little... set up out, especially for bringing some live original music out to Wright City and stuff, because
yeah.
there's not a ton of stuff going on. So it's,
we haven't been there. Have you been there before?
Yeah, I've been out there to see Maiden Waves played out there a while back, and that was a pretty cool time. And I know a couple of other friends, Dubai the Empire, has played out there, and a couple other guys. And so yeah, they've been doing their part to help out bringing local music to
the
Wright City. So if you live out there in the area, St. Charles County or anything, it's come on out to Mikey's Poorhouse.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll get with this with the new record. You guys so you recorded that with
Matthew Amelong.
Yeah, Matt Amelong.
Mm-hmm.
And
Encapsulated.
Yeah. So
yes.
How's this experience been compared to recording the EP and stuff?
Each
drastically
one's
drastically different.
Yeah.
It is different, yeah. Each one's like its own beast.
Yeah.
So this one, I mean, we were super excited when the EP came out, and for me, it's just like making new music is just, my favorite thing, so.
Sure.
We took Matthew Amelong to a fancy little Taco Tuesday at Fuzzy's Tacos and wined and dined him for a while and talked to him about, like, what we wanted to do with the record, and he was pretty stoked about it, so.
Yeah.
He decided that, it would be good to work with him, and that's kind of what we went for. We kind of talked to a few people, actually, before we decided to go to Matt Amelong about recording, and it was basically came down between Matt and another person who was based out of Ohio, and we ultimately decided to go with Matt just because A, it was local, and B, we pretty much like just like Matt's personality. Like, meshing personalities is just as important as like being able to just produce. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just makes the product, makes the process a lot easier. So. Yeah,
right.
Somebody feels natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just hang out with and joke and just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
sure.
He definitely creates a really positive environment in the studio, and it makes like the creative process flow a lot better. So
yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty evident. With you look at all the people that are wanting to work with him. I mean, he's got just a huge catalog of you know, some of the favorites around town that everybody wants to be a part of it now. And it's like, you know, that's got to speak volumes to his personality and what the work that he's been putting out. And,
yeah.
Or, you know, it's just so, yeah, it's cool to see that a lot of people are supporting him and
for sure.
And his studio, and they've been cranking out some hits, man.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear the final product now.
It's going to be garbage, but
but premium garbage. Yeah.
Just throw a little flair on it. It just sounds perfect.
Yeah, man.
What's Joe Dirt? You guys watch that?
Yeah.
Don't try to church it up, boy. Don't you mean dirt? Your tank. What are we looking at? Like, is this a full length, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got 11 songs.
11 songs?
Right. No, maybe
it's got a few
12.
Songs.
Few?
Yeah. It's going to be 11 or 12. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think 11 and an intro.
Makes
11 and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
11.3.
Yeah.
0.375.
Right.
Round
nice.
Up.
Yeah. Well, so we got the record. We got artwork's all... Getting is all wrapped up now. And
yeah.
So who did your artwork?
This guy named Anthony Skye. He works. He owns a company called Delta Options, and he's based out of California, Fresno, California.
Yeah.
And we found another project. I believe it's called Elora. That's just kind of starting up, and they had some artwork done from him. And I found his website through their stuff, and just kind of I took his website and I sent it to everybody, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, his artwork looks really good. So we had been looking for a guy at the time anyway, so we kind of reached out to him. He was really chill, and he asked us for like what we wanted and like all of our ideas, and then he like kind of takes it and interprets it in its own way. And
sure,
I think the artwork looks really cool. I'm really stoked on it. So
yeah, nice, man. Yeah, well, I haven't seen it, so I can't really compliment or anything, but
audience has seen it.
Yeah,
we showed it to
them. Yeah, we showed it to them. Don't forget.
I closed my eyes, though. I wanted to. But yeah, that. So do you guys have any studio stories or anything? I mean, you guys shared a little video and stuff along the way and some pictures and stuff, but anything? I mean, any wild nights at the studio?
There's definitely a lot of goofing.
Yeah,
a lot of goofing.
What was really poisonous was that Amalong likes to keep a positive environment, so he would keep Netflix on the side.
Yeah.
And like we'd be sitting there tracking, and then like he'd go to like do an edit, and like wanted us to retrack something, we'd all just be sitting there watching Netflix and like completely zoned out from what he was saying. And he's like, pay attention.
What are you guys watching in there?
Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Yeah. A lot of Pornhub.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Pornhub. It's actually where our new album's going to be streamed at. It's Pornhub.com.
Proud sponsor.
Proud sponsor.
I believe Don't Be a Menace was playing at one point.
Yeah, too. Don't Be a Menace. I think we watched Good Burger at one point.
Probably.
Welcome to Good Burger.
Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah, that's what I said first.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm not here.
Yeah.
God, what else did we watch? I don't know.
You're just getting so used to ignoring you when you talk.
Right. I'm good at it.
I'm trying to think of, like, crazy studio stories.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happen that I know we can't talk about. Just, like, some weird things that happen.
There was, like, I was impersonating Bane.
Oh,
and they like he recorded it and like turned it into like a techno breakdown that was like sick. It was pretty funny.
Amalong has
a copy
like
of that.
This
so
secret
that'll be the bonus track then, right?
That's right, exactly. Amalong has like this secret folder of like bad takes when people like take really bad takes that he keeps the recording of and like listens back and messes with people.
He posted one on of Fivefold on their SoundCloud. It's like it's about a pickle, or is that it's about pickle and stuff?
Yeah.
So
I heard that.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun messing with the songs in the studio and stuff. So what? He's got some.
Well, pretty much he kind of told us about it on like day two. So we made it our goal for like the entire month to get some bad takes on his secret folder.
What I didn't know that he was going to do was just like randomly place them in the songs, in the tracks.
He sent us back our rough, very very rough mixes like just after tracking, and there's just like random pieces of interview saying goofy shit.
I definitely like had spit out water all over myself while listening to one of the songs. One was just placed in the middle. I was just like, oh my god.
Right.
It's good times though.
Yeah, that's fun. those fivefold boys are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I got to hang with those guys a little bit ago in their Black Pearl tour bus. And it's pretty wild. A lot of laughs.
Van shaking the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
rocking back and forth.
That's how we roll.
Right.
We got... later on, you guys are playing this big show on September 3rd at the Who's All Valley Rock Fest. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's the festival, I think, goes from the 2nd to the 4th. We play on Saturday evening. We're like the third to last band. It's actually coincidentally the same day as Apollo's Daughter too. Yeah. So there'll be another chance to catch us both on the same day.
Sure. Yeah. That's like all the friends are on that show, man. There's New Lingo and Skyburnt White and
New Lingo's the first night.
It's gonna be a blackout weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Considering everybody on that bill, we know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's gonna be an awesome weekend. I'm really stoked. Are you going?
I'm gonna at least. Make an appearance of some sort.
You gonna camp with us?
Sure, yeah. You got room?
Yeah, I got twin mattress.
All right. I don't know. Yeah, it's still a ways out to figure out with work and everything, but I'll definitely try to make something of it.
This is the first time I've seen anybody really like try to do a multiple day festival with camping and stuff like that out of St. Louis, so
yeah,
it's really dope. We were really stoked when they asked us to play, so...
Yeah, like, I don't have the list in front of me, I'm not prepared, I'm a terrible host, but, there's just all kinds of great bands on there. I think there's a lot.
Inimical Drive plays right after us on that day. One Day is headlining the night we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Paula's Daughter.
Yeah.
New Lingo, right?
Yeah.
New Lingo's playing the first night.
Yeah, City of Parks. I think there's a Facebook event I'll tag on here and stuff, so there's a full listing on there, I think, it's pretty reasonable, and I think tickets all include camping and stuff. So
it's actually a really nice setup. I think I think some of them include floating too. Like, I think there's going to be like a giant floating day too. That'll be really neat. Like, I don't know if that's in the evening or what the plan is, but
yeah, that's always a good time. And we go on a lot of. I used to go on a lot of them. I kind of haven't been able to do as much as I wanted anymore. But we used to go to the floating all the time, and we went and did one. About 2 years ago for my bachelor party float, and we had a real good time with that. That's always a good time getting out on the river, hanging out with buddies, and having a few adult beverages, and a lot of weird things happen. So.
Yeah, like some Fanta, some adult
beverages. Yeah. Yeah, you get to make some nice Fanta.
Some Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It's just a cool Who's All Valley down there is a neat little resort too. So it's be a fun weekend to come hang out and listen to a bunch of great rock music around town. So
for sure.
Support all your favorite locals.
Yeah, we're really stoked for that.
Yeah. Remember in going back to the first episode you guys were on, we talked a lot about some of these road stories from that trip on tour and stuff. But you guys. You guys just got back from tour, right?
Yeah, we went on a 3-day run. It was supposed to be a 4-day run, but we came back for that Sunday when Noesis went to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
We played in Kansas. We played in Topeka and then Wichita, and then the last day we played in Joplin. It was a lot of fun. The second day we played in Wichita, and the venue had like just built an outside stage. Like it's just plywood and like 2x4s. Like you can't even see. There's no paint or anything like that. It's just literally wood. And they had a guy come out and run power and sound for the entire night. Like, they didn't think they were going to... We thought we were going to have to play inside, which wasn't necessarily bad because the inside was air-conditioned and the van we took was not air-conditioned, and that was brutal.
Right.
But, they got it all set up outside.
It's a big stage, too.
It was
cool.
Huge really
stage.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like an outdoor stage the size of Pop's main stage. Like,
yeah.
Right. I've always wanted to play outside. It's the first time, but definitely was sweating.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
So humid, dude. All weekend, it's just so humid.
Right.
It's brutal. Yeah. Even at night, when it gets cooler, it's just like, the air's like pre-sweated for you.
I know. As soon as I got off stage, somebody came up to me and was like, you guys are going places. I was like, probably the emergency room.
Right. This heat stroke I'm about to have.
Seriously about to die.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Those guys in Noesis they go hard. They're constantly like on the road and trying to play shows out. Their band, they're good. Their drummer and the guy that they had running merch for them were telling us how like they didn't have their vocalist this weekend, and like they like when they cycle members, like they just don't stop. Like they said that one time they played a show where there was just the guitar player and the drummer. Like they just showed up in two pieces. They're like, we're not going to cancel the show. We're going to play no matter what. So
right.
How's that work?
It's like they're kind of like progressive metal, so it's like it kind of works in a sense, but like it just fits better when the whole band's there. You know what I mean? Like it sounds better as a full band, but it's not like it's bad when there's lesser members.
Right.
But I don't know. I thought I was really good this weekend. There was only three of them playing this weekend without a vocalist, and it sounded really good.
There's some solid players, that's for sure.
Yeah, really good players.
Yeah, I guess everybody knows what they're getting into. I don't know. I'd be, you know, a little upset if I showed up to a show and, you know, there's half of the band's missing or something. Yeah, you know,
for sure.
You know, as long as I was aware, I guess beforehand. But
yeah,
I don't know. I think that's cool though too. Like I like there's a lot of bands I know like you know, they play various forms. You know, they're just like a little. Like the core of the group, maybe three members or something, but they'll bring in like an extra, you know, let's say whatever, an extra guitar player or violin or another drummer or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of different things happening in these different lineups and stuff. So it is not uncommon to see various lineups of this one band.
Yeah.
So, where's Noesis out of?
They're out of Illinois. I want to say it's Centralia, Illinois. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me, but I know they're out of Illinois. Right. Or somewhere in Illinois.
Yeah.
They had like an hour and a half longer drive than we did the last night from Joplin. So that's all I know.
Right.
But they're just really, really cool dudes. Really chill. Very like straight up people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun weekend for a 3 to 4 day run. It was a lot of fun.
You guys looking to hit it hard after the record comes out too, and headline your own thing, or what do you guys? What's the plan for road after that?
Originally, we were planning to head out in September for a pretty long period of time, but recently, a lot of things have kind of happened in everybody's personal lives, and it's kind of like slowing down the pace. But it's not necessarily going to slow down our momentum. Whether or not we're going to be able to go out for like 90 days, like we were originally planning, is probably not the most probable anymore, but being able to consistently do runs, like even just this past weekend, like the 3 and 4 day runs, while they're kind of like mini tours, like weekend warrior kind of things, it's something that I think that we're all planning to definitely consistently keep moving and keep momentum flowing and just kind of constantly trying to get the music out there, you know what I mean? Like,
well, and I say it a lot on the show, but I think St. Louis is pretty ideal for that. And, you know, you're right here in the middle of the map, you know, you can run down to about anywhere in a 1 day trip, you know,
and
play all over the place. So make a weekend of it, like you said. So yeah, I think
definitely helps to not be like out of California or something like that, where you're always playing those exact same cities over and over until you can finally just travel across the map.
Yeah,
that helps.
Yeah. So hopefully, get out on the road and get some new fans and around the country.
We're gonna drop some music videos.
Yeah.
So if you do good video work for cheap, hit us up.
Yeah. Cheap is in like
$3.
Yeah.
I got this Rock Paper Podcast sticker.
Straight up. Right.
Yeah.
But you guys have a couple of videos currently on online for those.
We've got one, I feel, legit video.
Yeah.
And the rest are like kind of makeshift stuff that I just threw together.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
I think that music videos are cool, but lately, like online, I feel like even when I see some of the coolest music videos, people watch it and they're like, that was cool. And then sure. they just download the song and you never watch the video again, you know? So,
yeah.
In a way, it's almost like the lyric videos are kind of becoming a thing. Not to say that I don't like to watch the cool music mm-hmm. videos, but, like...
Right. I do think, though, like, you know, we've seen, like, Neolingo, with their Violent Shakes video has gotten a lot of attention and things.
Right.
There's a lot of activity on that. And so it is cool to see... you know, bands that, you know, you make a nice video and people are sharing it around as much as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good way to, one, like, not just to, hey, here, listen to our song. You can tell a story with the video
yeah.
or
yeah.
you can get more of your personality into the video too, to where people get a better idea who you guys are and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot you can do, you know, in just that 3-4 minute song and
yeah.
in a video and stuff. So, so I think there's obviously a lot of plus to it, but yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we don't have the you know, MTV Countdown any, you know, the stuff
True.
With TRL
right.
anymore.
I wish
so,
we did.
We need to put that together.
Yeah,
we did.
So
we should just start our own TV network.
Yeah,
yep.
It's just it's hard to you know, really put a lot of value into a video sometimes when it's just that only you're pretty much on YouTube now. It's like that's where all the videos go, and that's where so. But I don't know. I think it's still a really cool thing to do. And
yeah,
it's another way to expose your music that,
sure.
you know, I think is, it's really fun to create, too.
Yeah.
You know, when we did the last video, we spent some of it trying to be serious, but 90% of the time we were just trying to get
yeah.
a funny tick that wasn't totally terrible.
Yeah.
Because we were just goofing off the whole time, you know, and made it work, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think, but I think you guys are right there with everybody. I mean, everybody right now, we're all... Anybody that's involved in anything creative, like, we're all trying to figure out how to get heard, you know? It's like...
For sure.
There's so many different ways, you know, between, you know, Spotify and Pandora and whatever. You know, just, like, so many different things where you can put your music out now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got CDs, you got tapes, you got vinyl, you got, you know, EPs and albums or whatever you want to do. So it's just, like, everybody's still trying to figure out the right way to... It works for them and make it possible, but
some of those services are like hard to follow and understand sometimes too. Like, I appreciate everything all those services do, like especially like help you get heard. But like our Spotify, we got an email the other day that said that like we just passed, I think it was like 70,000 plays on there. But then, and it was at like 2,000 monthly listeners, and then the next week it says we had like 60 monthly listeners, and I was just like, what? That's so, it makes absolutely no sense that things like fluctuate so
yeah.
much. It's like hard to get a read on like what's happening and stuff like that, but
sure.
I think it definitely helps for being heard. This year is going to be a tough year, I feel like, for a lot of bands, including us, because of so many bands coming out from like nostalgic eras, like some 41
albums right now.
Yeah
Blink-182 coming back, Yellow Cards releasing their last album.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of these bands are like more like pop punk, but still like at the same time.
Like a revival of a lot of bands that have been missing
yeah.
for a while.
It's like it's 2003 all over again.
Sure.
Right.
Well, now we got locally, we got Ava Waits playing a show again. And,
yeah.
Over
City of Parks are playing that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is kind of cool that, you know, these bands are, you know, coming back, making it, you know, they weren't. Not that it was like an official we're done, but like it's just nice to see that they're making a comeback after so many
right.
years and putting out new music and stuff. That new Sum 41 videos, me and Addison talked a bit on, but it's a lot of fun, man. That was a goofy video, but
yeah,
it was
hilarious.
It's a good song too.
Yeah, it sounded
That's
good.
What I was really excited for, you know.
But yeah, I can remember I was actually in my car the other day. I was singing along to Fat Lip and. And, you know, that song brings back a lot of memories and stuff. Just, like I said, there is that nostalgia to it all, just to listen to these songs and, you know, 10 years later or whatever. So for me, like, that was, you know, that's a lot of high school for me. Like, I graduated 03, so there was a lot of, you know, memories of all that for me. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just fun to catch up with some of these groups. And I was never big on Blink. I like some of the stuff. But, so I wasn't as excited about that one probably, but
really,
but, I know a lot of people are.
I'm excited. I like this first single they dropped a lot more than the other two. Not to say that I didn't like the other two. I think that I'm more stoked about Sum 41, though. I mean, like, I've always kind of liked Blink, but I've always kind of been a Sum 41 kid growing up, too, so.
Yeah. Any other new records you guys listening to or excited about?
The new Periphery record.
Oh, yeah, they just dropped a new single.
Yeah, that's got a new single out. This is a completely different ballpark than we were just left.
Yeah.
2003 pop punk into modern progressive metal. But
yeah. Addison and I are both super into that. The new Periphery music.
Yeah.
Antonio actually showed it to us.
Yeah, right. I showed it to him. I was like, check this out. I don't listen to it, but you should.
I know you weirdos will like it.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, while you're at it, here's a new Suicide Silence EP, too. You can check this out.
Right.
You went to Tech N9ne, right?
Yeah,
a little while ago. How was it?
It was dope. His light show is phenomenal.
He's one of your big influences, right?
Absolutely. Just with the whole I think when it comes to rapping fast, I don't think there's anybody that does it better than Tech N9ne.
Yeah, and especially for a local guy coming out of Kansas City and stuff.
KC.
That's one thing. I mean, not to Kansas City, a small town or anything, but it is exciting to know you can come from anywhere, man. You know, it's like you don't have to be from these big cities to really do it, and come out of
not at all.
I think the biggest example of that is Slipknot.
Yeah,
they came out
come on
nowhere,
Iowa.
Cornfield, Iowa. Right, Children of the Corn, Iowa. There's Slipknot.
Children of the Corn, Iowa. I think a lot of I know some rappers, though, they'll come from a smaller town, but they'll just say they're from the nearest big city or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would just claim.
Yeah, I think I just saw it announced yesterday, I think it was, that Tech N9ne's coming back to the pageant already.
Yeah.
Playing
him and Chris Calico, I believe.
November or something, so.
Show sold out, though. That's probably why, didn't it?
That last one, yeah,
it did
sell out.
It's probably coming back for the people who didn't get seen the first time.
Yeah. So yeah, I missed out on the one in May, so I'm excited to try to catch the one in October or November, I think it is.
Yeah,
sure.
So I throw your guys' picture up online and try to get the fans participate, but we didn't get a lot of action on this one, but we did get one question from a young man named Fat Beats Steve.
Who dat?
Right.
And he
who dat boy?
Let me see what up.
He writes in and he wants to know if ATG could feature any rapper in a song,
can
who would it be?
Who did you say?
Can I answer it for you?
Go ahead.
Eminem?
Okay. Right. Yeah, he's right on it.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Why? Why would you feature Eminem? Other than the fact that he's terrible and can't rap.
Oh man.
There's gonna be a diss track tomorrow.
I know there will be,
and this band will be buried. This band will never have existed because of Eminem.
I think that'd be my proudest moment in my life. Eminem writes a diss track on me.
Right.
Remember we were cool for a second.
B Rabbit.
I mean, it's Eminem. First of all, it'd be really good to get on a track with him just to push myself to see what I can do. As far as lyrically, because I know he's going to come with something that's ridiculously phenomenal that I'm never going to even come close to. So I just have to really push, you know what I'm saying, to see, you know what I'm saying, how I stack up against who I consider to be one of the best.
Sure. Well, I think creativity inspires more creativity. So, I mean, hopefully you never know what that might push you to create. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. And I'm need help because it's going to be, me and Em are going to do a track. We're going to be dissing Inner Outlines. This is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a great, great track.
You're going to forget all about that lightning bolt.
That's so mean. But yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely M. And just because that's kind of what I grew up listening to.
Sure.
It would either be Eminem or Tupac. And
he's got a movie coming out. You've seen him. He's been acting. He's got a new career.
I can't wait to go see
Followed Ice Cube's path.
Right. I can't wait.
I do see these people share these pictures and they're lineups and you can there's pretty much all the greats have of hip hop on there, and like you can only there's like these different teams or whatever they however they want to like line them up and
yeah.
But and the people are like, yeah, you can only choose one or something. And I don't know. It's just always funny to see like how many people like the different opinions people argue about who's the best in all those. Yeah. And, yeah. You know,
it all depends on like what you measured by. Antonio's part of like this like group message where people like kind of discuss hip hop and who's better than who. Yeah. It's literally like that meme just like on steroids. Like it's just a bunch of people always talking about it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just comparing different artists and arguing nonstop.
Sure. Yeah. And it really just comes down to what you're measuring on. Are you measuring on, like, lyrical style? Are you measuring it on record sales? Yeah. You know, like, what are you trying to measure it on?
It's all preference. I don't believe there's any... There's no such thing as the best rapper ever just because there's so many different things to take into account. You know what I mean? Like, Eminem is one of my favorites, but I wouldn't say that he's the best rapper ever just because, I mean, he's good at... No, that'd be Dylon. Top five right there.
But he is in the Guinness Book, so like he holds the record for most
words in a song, I believe. Yeah.
I mean that's something. But
what song got that? Rap God?
Rap God.
Oh my
god. Yeah, he raps like
I think it's most words in a song that's like a single or a single that sold a certain amount, because I know Tech N9ne, like Worldwide Choppers and stuff like that.
Yeah, Worldwide Choppers like, essentially. But maybe they're not, since they're not all his words
then. Right.
Okay, yeah.
It's all him.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. But yeah, I think it was something it had to do with commercial success because that song was like charted also.
Yeah, it did. So, yeah. It's funny too, like when that song charted, everybody was like, dude, he's crazy in this bridge when he does like his like chopping part, but people like Tech N9ne have been doing that for so long. It just has never been in the mainstream because he's like the king of the underground.
Sure.
And people are just like, holy crap. But
I saw this like I didn't watch the full thing, but it was a clip that went around, and like I need to watch like the full documentary or whatever, wherever it was from, but it was like breaking down like hip-hop and like and how you know, the diff from B.I.G. to Rakim, and like how these different guys
like MF Doom,
they put different word, you know, how they the timing and everything on a beat and all that, and just like they really like broke it down to where I understand a lot more of the art to what these guys are doing besides just you know, saying, you know, words fast. Whatever. But
yeah.
So I mean, there was a real art to it, just
for sure.
You know, aiming all that. So I don't know. It was really something neat to see, and especially like I said, I'm a huge music fan, but the theory or behind it, you know, that so it was something cool to see, man.
That was something like when we went into the studio with Matt, he was actually kind of nervous about it. He kind of told us that he like hasn't really worked with hip hop or done like anything like our project before in the past, and so when it came time to actually work on vocals, Antonio would like lay down lines, and like we told Matt to be as like a big of a stickler and as like harsh as possible on making us fix things and making everything sound absolutely perfect. So there were some days we were literally just taking take after take after take until it sounded like just right. But there were days that like we would work on some of the lyrics just to be like, okay, we could probably do better than this. And he was like kind of like fascinated in the fact that like instead of just rhyming the end of like the lines like most bands and artists do, like in hip hop you're trying to rhyme like an entire sentence with an entire sentence. Right. You know what I'm like? Like so many compound words, right, and like so many syllables have to rhyme with so many other ones.
I wouldn't really say just hip hop though, because there's a lot of hip hop that don't do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, but that's fair. But I don't think I've ever heard anybody do that outside of hip hop. Very few, if anybody.
Right, right.
Sure. Yeah, it becomes more poetic, I think, you know, in a sense. Yeah. Like it's, well, sure, there's a lot of rhyming in pop music and everything else, but there's more emphasis on the words and the structure of you know, rhyming multiple words, like I said, even in one line and stuff, and so
there's lots of different patterns, and just it's an awesome puzzle.
Like, yeah,
it definitely sounds a lot better, I think, a lot cooler when you do the multi-syllable rhyming schemes.
Sure. And then the people that do pick up on it are like, oh, that was right. Most people don't. It's just like straight over a lot of people's heads.
Yeah, or like not even just that though, because I hate it. I don't like rappers that they'll rap fast and they'll rhyme like everything, but then you'll break down what they said and it was like nothing. It was just pretty much just to make it rhyme. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, I got drunk today.
Right.
50 words to tell you that.
It's like, wait, what? Like, that didn't make any sense though. It sounded cool as hell.
Sure.
Like, But yeah, man.
He's just like sitting there holding the thesaurus, just roars that rhyme. Like, or what was the rhymes.com or whatever that we pulled up that one day?
Yeah.
He's just reading them.
Rhymes
says absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, guys. We got get these dates out here one more time. Remind everybody, you got Saturday the 2nd at Cicero's.
Yeah.
And
all right. We the boys.
Actually are going to be playing a new song from the album.
Tonight, yes, it's that called we haven't played. Raising the Bar. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that, but that's what it's called.
Well, we're not playing that song. Plot twist. We're not actually playing that one.
Yeah.
Internet's getting arrested.
So Saturday the 2nd, who was all on that again?
It is going to be Discrepancies, Daily Grind, Amberstein, and Five Stories. Yeah. Actually,
all super cool people.
Yeah.
Super dope. They're going to be kicking it here with me afterwards. I'm housing them.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm housing. My doors are open. Let's just say that.
Door.
Door. I got one door.
They're going to climb up
the balcony. Unless they want to climb up the balcony. That's cool, too. Either way.
And then July 9th at Mikey's Poorhouse in Wright City.
Stoked on that one, too. We haven't been there before, so I'm really excited to see the new venue.
Well, yeah. And then the big one. Mark this on your calendar for sure.
Yes.
Be there August 6th at Pops. $8 in advance from your favorite band member, or $12 at the door. But the Discrepancies, Verse, Inner Outlines, Duel, CD release party, battle royale.
Or if you can bring a strand of Matt Hall's hair, I'll let you in for free.
Yeah. He's going to be bald.
We need like a clump, not like one individual hair. Like.
Right. Roots have to be attached. A little bit of scalp.
Oh my god! Some Mortal Kombat stuff.
Yeah. So it didn't cause a fatality. It's not good. That show is going to be really cool. We're super stoked on that. There's probably going to be a lot of people on stage with us too that people might not expect. There's going to be some guest appearances with us.
Snoop Dogg's coming in.
Bring your cool green hat.
Yeah.
Crazy Bone on his way through.
Crazy Bone. That's random as hell. Alright, Crazy Bone's coming in. Cool. Dolly Parton swinging
through.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry will be there.
Yeah, man.
No top. It'll be a great show.
No top.
On a trampoline.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. This show is just going to be amazing.
Party of the year, man.
Right.
Yeah. That's a. I mean, I was going to go already, but now that Dolly Parton and Katy Perry are there.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man, it's going to be great.
It's so you're really getting your bang for your buck right there.
Yeah. And there'll be a Wookiee.
And there'll be a Wookiee.
Guest vocalist of the night.
Yeah. Luke Skywalker.
How about that Chewbacca mom or whatever? You can get her coming here.
There we go.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Octomom.
Yeah. I'm sure she's got plenty of time today.
Right.
15 minutes of fame or up. All right, guys. Well, come out to those shows. And then September 3rd, Hoozaw Rock Fest with all the friends.
It's gonna be Friends and Family Show.
Yeah.
We're going to rename it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, does that have a Story of the Year calls their shows? No, it's a Hometown Takeover. No, we could do it.
So you guys all have tickets for Pops?
We have tickets for everything.
For everything. So.
Yes.
Everything. Yeah. You want to go to Prophets of Rage? I got tickets. You want to go to Tech Nine? I got tickets. You want to go to our shows? I got tickets.
So contact your favorite band member. We'd love to get you a ticket to the show.
You guys can also contact Addison, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
He got it.
I didn't get it.
He didn't get it. He said, "Contact your favorite band member."
Okay. Yeah,
that's a little sad.
the next band man would be like, dude, I've had 200 messages. And I'd be like, I haven't gotten a message all week. Lauren hasn't even texted me. I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, cool. Thanks so much. And,
thank you.
I will see you shortly
at
the big party, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Until the next episode.
Until the next episode. Yeah, just keep chilling until the next episode.
Yeah, just keep chilling, y'all. Hey.